In DBT, people are encouraged to keep diary cards. A diary card is a tool for keeping track of your symptoms. It is important to track your symptoms over the course of time so that you are able to recognize improvement and to see where you are struggling. In this way, you can come up with new ways to manage issues differently. During your hospital stay, you were given a diary card. It might be useful to refer to the worksheet in your DBT manual as you are listening to this CD. We encourage you to choose diary card targets, which are measurable and specific. Targets should be specific thought patterns or behaviors which contribute to your distress. Again, remember to be specific and to make sure that your targets are measurable. In your DBT manual, you will find a worksheet which will assist you in identifying targets. You will probably recognize that you engage in many different patterns. It is important not to become too scattered in your treatment. Therefore, we would suggest that you make a list of all the targets with the assistance of your clinician. You can then weigh which ones are the most important thoughts or behaviors, deciding which you need to target first. The most severe and life-threatening or life-altering targets should be dealt with first. If there are targets that you feel put you at risk or might lead to rehospitalizations, these are good targets to put on your diary card. If you look at your diary card, you will see that on the right side of the form, there is a box. Underneath the box is a label for urge and action. In this section of your diary card, you should list target thoughts or behaviors that can be broken down into action and urge. For example, self-injury can either be acted on or not. The same is true for something like substance abuse. You could have an urge to drink alcohol and then make a decision to act on that urge or not. On the left side of the page, there are also boxes which don't have action and urge beneath them. On this side of the page, you should list specific and measurable thoughts that are looked at in terms of their intensity. For example, perfectionism, hopelessness, or negative self-talk. On the bottom of your diary card, you will find a list of skills that you should be practicing daily. We ask that you fill out your diary card on a daily basis. You may want to put it on your nightstand or next to your coffee pot. It is important to put it in a place that will be available to you and will help you to remain mindful of it. The goal of your diary card is to bring those destructive thoughts and behaviors, which you have chosen to change, into your conscious awareness. At times, we engage in destructive thoughts or behaviors out of habit, and we are not aware of them. As long as they are occurring outside of your awareness, you don't have control over altering them. If you bring them into your awareness, you will have a better chance at being able to make a healthier choice, and you can decide to engage in one of your skills rather than on the self-destructive pattern.